Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
These stories seem to come out more frequently these days. I remember when the Oxford English Dictionary was kind of updated once in a blue moon. Now we seem to have dictionary updates left, right and centre. Apparently every 3 or 4 months they update the online edition of the Oxford English Dictionary. So today they've published the latest new words, which they've slotted in there with definitions. And a couple of new words have struck me. Hangry. These are all words. The only one of these words that I've heard people say is bants. A bit of bants. As in a bit of banter between mates. Most of these other words that have gone in here, I've never heard of, which I'm assuming is why you have a dictionary, because if you do hear them, then you look them up online to find out what on earth they're talking about. So things like man-spreading, for example. Man-spreading apparently involves men encroaching on other seats on public transport. Does that exist? B-R-U-H is another word which is here. That apparently is a male friend. Now, how do you say, is that brew? I've never heard that. I'm so out of touch, aren't I? Hangry kind of makes sense. That's when hunger strikes and you get angry, so hangry. Beer o'clock is in the dictionary. Surely beer o'clock isn't a word, is it? Beer is a word and o'clock. But beer o'clock, that's just a phrase. Anyway, Joe Mills, our Wigan rugby commentator, he'll be delighted because one of his favourite combinations of words has been put in here. Noun, informal, a temporary mental lapse or failure to reason correctly. Have a listen.
High profile brain fart.
Brain fart is in there. So well done to Joe for getting that in there. And the one that I'm surprised isn't in there is the one that my little lad has developed recently. I love it when kids come up with new words. They mishear things. And Finn's, my favourite one for my little four-year-old at the moment is when you go past a building that's having some work done on it, he quite often will say, Dad, look over there, look, that building's got scaffold holding on it. Oh, I want to cry every time he says it. And the half of me says, correct him, tell him it's right. The other half of me say, no, just leave it. I love the childhood in... Look at the scaffold holding, Dad. We like this story this morning. The average Brit is currently putting off 8 jobs, apparently. And it staggers me beyond belief how average I am. We're currently putting off 8 jobs, including painting a room, booking a dentist appointment, washing the car, clearing out old clothes, defrosting the freezer. In fact, I've got a list of 50. I'm going to go through this list in a moment and see how many of this 50 I am actually putting off. And the average time is around 5 weeks. So we put a job off for 5 weeks. Almost 1 in 10 of us, though, I admit we've taken around 5 years or more to get round to doing this particular job. So I'm trying to think of the things. I've definitely come up with 5 that I need to do reasonably quickly. I need to tidy the shed, OK? That is one thing I need to get done, because every time I go in, it's like a death trap. I need to paint the back of the bathroom door. We painted quite a bit of our house over the last kind of 6 months or so. The bathroom, we got halfway around glossing it, and then one of us got ill. I think Donna got ill. I can't remember what happened, but for some reason, all the paint got put away, and we forgot to do the back of the bathroom door. So the frame's glossed, but the door is a different shade. It's got that yellowy colour. That needs doing. Every morning, I'm in there thinking, I need to do that. Need to get our dripping taps fixed. They've been driving me nuts for months. Definitely need to mow the lawns. That's fairly urgent before I need to borrow that combine harvester we were on the other day. And I've got a script that I need to type up. So there's definitely 5. 2 days and counting till our next live Latics game. Wigan Crew is Saturday afternoon. It's also Challenge Cup final day on Saturday. Leeds against Hull KR. If you had to pick a winner... Oh, you're not bothered? OK. No, go on. If you had to pick a winner, surely we don't want Leeds to win, do we? Is there anybody listening this morning who wants Leeds Rhinos to win? I'd love to hear from you. I won't name you. It's just for me, just so I know. Just so I know that there is somebody listening this morning that wants Leeds to win. Otherwise, I just assume that 100% of everybody listening this morning wants Hull KR to win on Saturday. Not So Little Lyrics this morning has stumped you. Do I get the tickets or should we roll them over to tomorrow? OK, so these were tickets for Wigan Crew on Saturday. Nobody's got it, I can't believe it. This was our Not So Little Lyric this morning.
Hi, my name's Peter and this is my lyric. Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back.
OK, the Not So Little Lyric this morning was... It was Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance. I can't believe nobody got it. Thursday breakfast. It's the 27th of August today, which is Burger Day today. Burger Day. If you fancy a burger later, you can celebrate in style. Have you noticed there's a shifting trend? I'm quite a burger fan, but I've noticed there's quite a shifting trend these days to put as much food as possible inside the 2 bits of bread. Yes? instead of the traditional thing where you put the rest of that food on the plate. So now you get the burger and the cheese and a nice relish. That's all I really want. I just want burger, cheese and a nice relish. To me, that's a really nice burger. Maybe a bit of salad, maybe, but not too much because I don't want it to be too healthy. And then things like onion rings and mushrooms and bits of bacon, that should be on the rest of the plate with chips. That's my stomach there telling me I need to eat something. Because it's coming to a point now where it's nigh on impossible to eat a burger in the way that you should eat a burger, whereas you pick it up with your two hands and bite into it. They're so big that you'd need a mouth the size of the Grand Canyon to get your gob around it in order to eat it. I went last night to the Glass Horse in St Helens. Hello, if you work down there. Now, before I go any further, I must just explain, I didn't get any free. It's not this. I'm not mentioning this because I got a blag and I got free food, but they were brilliant down there. You know, and I like praising good. So when I get good service and good food, I praise it, OK? I had a lovely meal with friends and family last night. I was so busy watching the staff running around. It was making me tired. Watch them. Crikey, O'Reilly. I need some of those shoes. What they call wheelies. I need some of them to get around there that quick. A little playground. I was out on the playground with Finn while we were waiting for the food to come. And some of the stuff he's probably a little too little for, really, on a lot of playgrounds. Well, he's four. I mean, he gives it a good go. But there's a few bits that are a bit big. And he saw the other big kids kind of having a go. Things like the monkey bars. And there's no way. I could never do monkey bars. I probably still couldn't now. There's no way he was going to be doing it. But he's like telling me to go away. I can do it, Dad. I don't need your help. I think he was like a bit embarrassed of his dad loitering while all the big kids were doing the things. It's sort of the childhood equivalent of me refusing to stop to ask for directions. That kind of male stubbornness. It's coming through. He's only four. Brilliant. I don't need your help, Dad. Go away. Bake Off Bingo. How did you do with the show last night? If you're watching Great British Bake Off, which is still one of the top trends on social media this morning. Of course, it was Sandy that got booted off in the end last night, but the theme last night was desserts, OK? And if you're new to the show, the way Bake Off Bingo has been working over the last couple of weeks is I post a list of kind of words and phrases online, and then you have to listen out for them on the show and see how many crop up. So, Bake Off Bingo last night, of the 10 phrases we put online, I think we got four. Okay, we got a double hit, first of all, on quite dry. Have a listen to this.
The consistency is not creamy, it's quite dry. It's a shame, it's overbaked and quite dry.
Quite dry, yeah. So we got quite dry, very good. What else are we going to go for? Fantastic flavour, flavour's fantastic. Flavours, okay, let's see. We got flavour, yeah, here we go.
The flavour's fantastic with the cinnamon.
Lovely, okay, nice bit of cinnamon there. Quite light is another one that we thought was going to pop up, and guess what?
It is sweet, yeah, but I found it quite light.
Quite light, boom! OK, and my favourite of the lot when it came to desserts last night, you were virtually guaranteed that the phrase, a lovely texture, was going to pop up at some point, and I think it was Mary who delivered.
It's beautifully creamy. It's a lovely texture.
A lovely texture. Bingo! So we did better than last week. We only got three last week. We got four yesterday, so well done to the team for spotting that. Well done to my daughter, Olivia, who was glued avidly with her bingo tick sheet. Well done, you. I have to get her a special dobber.